Good afternoon, and welcome to the episode of Students' Input on Government, War on Terrorism.
This episode is brought to you by three 10th graders from Lafayette, Colorado. We attend Peak to Peak Charter School and are currently enrolled in the Advanced Placement Government class.
My name is Michael Crotty.
And my name is Rhea Jansen.
And my name is Corinne Walther. We are students of America, meaning we have the opportunity to stay active politically and civically in the government as we grow up.
Our topic for today is the global war on terrorism and how its past will affect the future.
Terrorism has caused 18,475 deaths internationally in 2017. There has been a total of 22,487 terrorist attacks internationally.
In the past 18 years, America has suffered through many attacks of terrorism, from 9/11 to the most recent fatal attack in New York City, which included a vehicle ramming into a group of people on a sidewalk with 8 dead and at least 11 injured.
However, the severity of attacks have fluctuated since the largest most fatal attack on September 11th.
Yeah, throughout the changes of administrations, each president has taken into account the past events and worked to improve the safety for the country.
Let's just take, for example, the Bush administration. On January 20th, 2001, George W. Bush was elected president. His presidency was successful, however, it took a massive turn on September 11th.
Ironically enough, this was a huge opportunity for Bush to improve his public image.
From this disaster, Bush formed a new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security, sent American forces into Afghanistan to break up the Taliban, a movement under Osama bin Laden that trained, financed, and exported terrorist teams.
The social implications of war on terrorism included affecting the social structure and order of our world.
Governance of society is dependent on good communication, and terrorism can greatly affect the world and the culture of society and politics.
Terrorism is an international problem, and in order to take action, agreements have to be made between all nations in what is the best step moving forward.
The UN has struggled to get all nations to agree to name certain groups as terrorists.
That is true. After the 1972 Munich Olympic massacre, some nations in Africa and the Middle East refused to label groups as terrorists because they sympathized with their aims.
Media has also had a great influence in what people define terrorism as. Some newspapers and articles use the word terrorism as a kind of clickbait so that people will read their articles.
Overall, terrorism has many definitions that give everyone a different perspective on it, which affects the social structure of our government and our society as a whole.
Terrorism has not only affected the social aspects of our world, but it has affected the world of politics and changed our economy.
That is true. Political figures are always in the spotlight when a terrorist attack happens. Citizens look up to them and await the decision they make on how to go forward after an attack.
Terrorism has been shown to influence domestic policies by altering the priorities of politicians and voters.
Another factor that people don't account for is that terrorism doesn't just affect national security, it influences governmental formation.
Over the past 20 years, the political environment has changed based on terrorism, and voters and politicians have started to think differently.
Aside from political effects, terrorism has greatly changed our modern-day economy.
Terrorist attacks are devastating, and when they happen, it can really put a strain on the economy. The cost of terrorism is more than just physical destruction.
For example, in the Middle East, terrorists have targeted oil facilities that have caused shortages and have targeted territories that provide major revenue for the country.
As of January 29, 2019, the U.S. and the Taliban agreed to frame a peace deal to withdraw the intense American troops.
Officials on both sides have agreed in principle on a deal in which the insurgent group would prevent Afghan territory from being used by terrorists. According to the New York Times, which first reported the development, the agreement could lead to a pullout of U.S. troops in exchange for a ceasefire and direct talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government, both steps the Taliban has previously opposed.
Khalilzad told the Times that he has not discussed an interim government with the Taliban, despite their wanting to do so.
War on terrorism has affected the world of But as we narrow into the classroom, the psychology piece of War on Terrorism really dives deep into the way people feel the need to make a point. Why does terrorism occur? How does the brain stimulate through the past to create the evil?
That's a great point. Further questions can go into the physiology of how the brain can turn evil. As students of the United States, it's very important to stay politically and civically active, especially on the topic of terrorism, a topic in which the events hit close to home and can occur unexpectedly. Civically, it is very important to stay up to date on terrorist legislation or events that occur in the state.
Politically, it's very important to know how Washington, D.C. handles events around terrorism as well. How did they reflect the legislation, and what new legislation has been brought to the table after severe events?
I hope you enjoyed this segment of students teaching on War on Terrorism.
Once again, thank you for joining us. If you have any other questions and comments, feel free to contact Megan Lukens at megan.lukens@bvsd.org, capital M and capital L. Thank you for joining us.
That was good, but now I need to edit it, so...
Yeah, definitely need to edit.
We might need to add...
In the future...